All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show. Thank you so much for being here, and I'm so excited because my good friend Alicia Power is here with us today. It's been a while, it feels like, but probably not. Time just goes by so fast, right? It's amazing. And today we're going to be talking about how shadow energy triggers your ascension, which is a really important topic, really relevant, really, it's a brand new thing most people don't talk about, I'll be honest. But it's something that needs to be talked about. It needs to be looked at and needs to be acknowledged that, you know, when it comes to ascension, that shadow energy that we might sometimes take negatively may not actually be negative, may be actually for your highest and best good. So we'll talk about that and so much more. We're going to be talking about how you chose to enter a realm full of shadow and light for a reason. How your soul chose carefully to learn a skill. Sometimes we wonder, what is that skill? And that there's no rule book for this upskilling. And the resulting skill will propel you higher in soul mastery than you ever imagined. And this is what it's about. It's about your soul mastery. It's not about what you're doing here in the physical world, but it's about your soul. So when we incarnated in this 3D reality, we forgot, right, that our souls chose this incarnation for a powerful reason. We even forgot about our mission sometimes, right? And sometimes the reason for our incarnation is greater than our mission. And so what is this powerful reason for incarnating into a world of disempowerment, anxiety, difficulty, struggles, and often disappointment? So we're going to talk to Alicia Power about all of that and more. And for those of you who may not know Alicia, she is a soul initiator and master healer. She's been trained directly by creator being spirit mentors for 25 years to understand the steps of real spiritual awakening and soul acceleration. She has been intensely initiated by the CEO levels of the spirit dimensions to hold extremely high frequency light. And the super light activates in listeners like yourself, awakenness, empowerment, and soul evolution. After 40 years of spiritual mastery, training, and teaching as a profound healer and awakener, Alicia is an ambassador for these creator beings. She's their voice, their extension, offering individuals fast acceleration into fulfillment of their soul expression. And Alicia is a regular speaker on International Consciousness Telesummits. She is a prolific author of courses, articles, lectures, trainings, YouTube videos, and has over 58,000 Twitter followers. And she's gradually revealing a new path to power to those who are ready, using a frequency never before available to humans, light frequency, born from beyond all universes and above all shadow. So I'm so excited to speak with Alicia today. Alicia, welcome.
Woo-hoo. Gosh, Alara, I'm incredibly excited to be here with you because obviously my spirit teams have brought this topic because they suggest the topics for when we're delivering a lecture from them. It's not me, it's from them. You know, we're on a tele summit. So I've gone, okay, Alara can handle this topic. You know, how shadow energy triggers your ascension. So how shadow energy triggers your ascension. So they're obviously so in respect of your ability to travel deep in this topic with me and to hold the space as we allow these high creator beings, overseer beings, to speak through me to all of you who are listening about this topic. And I just quickly want to say, who isn't on the edge of their seats wondering what this life is about? What I mean by that is that we've all incarnated, we were born, we grew up, you know, young adulthood, we're our maturity, and at the back of our mind there's quite often a thought, why is life so hard? Why is life so tough? Why am I daily met almost constantly with challenges, internal challenges? What is that about? Mm-hmm. Why can't life be all peace and harmony? So I just want to open that door in everyone's mind that there's a question in our minds. Why is life hard? Why is life challenging? You know, some people have got high challenges, really intense challenges. Some of us can be just at home and we're managing our home, maybe our children, or even just ourselves. Many people are alone, just living alone as well. You know, there's such a scope, there's such a variety of our living circumstances. However, even if we are alone, we are handling inside our mind, our own personal challenges, whether it's negative thinking, whether it's pessimism, whether it's doubt. All of that's an internal environment that we're all managing. Okay, so the challenges can be just completely internal, even though we may not be running 20,000 people in a large corporation. Imagine that could the kind of challenges that are going on daily with that one, right? Uh-huh. So I'm just saying there's a huge scope and a variety. But what I want to just sort of open up for everyone who's listening, you know, is there a question in your mind of why is life so challenging? You know, why did I get into this life? Nobody told me it was going to be this challenging.
Right.
Before I arrived, right?
Yep.
Just, Alara, I want to hear just quickly from you, just briefly, you know, what's your reaction to what I've just said in terms of, you know, life being challenging? Like, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, actually, just the other day, I had sent a message to my husband saying, oh, my God, can life get any harder? You know, because something was going on. And it's like, really, like, you know, over and over again, I keep getting, you know, it feels like lately bombarded with, you know, just one thing after the other. And it's not supposed to be like this. Like, what the heck is going on? You know, and I was sick for 2 weeks in January, and then I was sick for 3 weeks in March, you know, and it's like, really? But you're right. It's not just the physical challenges and in the outer world, but also in my own mind, you know, my own emotions, my own fears, my doubts, my negative thinking. I do have negative thinking, believe it or not. And sometimes it's more real and more powerful than what's going on outside. So I totally, totally get it. And I have asked that question even just a couple of weeks ago, asking that question, why am I here? Like, what am I doing here? You know, and it's like, is this how life is supposed to be? And I remember asking myself, like, what is really real? What is real and what's not real? I don't know anymore. So lots of questioning right now at the moment, right? Yeah. So I can totally relate.
I love that. I just love the beautiful coincidence of what's happening in you, right, and this whole topic. And a whole team of creative beings has shown up to facilitate you.
Awesome.
To kind of go to help you with this question. Isn't that great? I just love that.
And the thing is, like, there's all this negative thinking in my head, right, for sure, and some challenges in the outer world, but there's also so much for me to be grateful for and so many blessings that I receive on a regular basis, right? So it's like, and then, you know, that also is like, yeah, I do have a lot to be grateful for. Yeah, I am blessed, but this also is going on, you know, and what is this? And so, you know, we're talking about how when the shadow stuff triggers, I tend to go deep within and ask questions. I tend to go back into my meditations, back into my spiritual conversations with my guides and with spirit and my gurus and teachers, you know, so it brings me back to my center, which for me is a good thing. You know, it's like, okay, maybe it's a good thing, right?
Yeah, the proverbial 4x2, you know,
yes,
you know, hits us on the head and we screech to a halt and we start digging for answers and we start trying to write the airplane, which is out of control, you know, the joysticks just going all over the place, and we just try and steer through, you know, the tumble. Oh my gosh, that's right. And we just try and gain control again of our stability on the inside. So sometimes veering out of control and feeling out of control and feeling even hopeless, feeling despair can be, you know, there's a variety of moments there, like some people just can't find their stability, but it's a moment and it's an opportunity to find any tool, any way to come back. Yeah. And as you're saying too, by the way, to scream out, you know, to your guys and ask for help, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, to reach out from the core of your soul, reaching out, and honestly and genuinely finding that connection. because you cannot be anything other than honest and genuine in a moment like that when you're in pain, right? Like, oh my gosh, you're bleeding, like somebody's, you know, your leg's half cut off or something, and you can't be in pretend mode. You can't be in surface mode. You've actually got to find the right doctor, you know, the right person to stem the flow and bring you back to life. So it's like I think right there, actually, Alara, you and I have just hit a gold nugget for everybody, as everyone's listening, is that in a moment of super intense pain, whether it's internal or external in terms of chaos happening in your life, there comes a level of pain, I'm being told to say this by my spirit guides, there comes a level of pain where we drop our facade, where we drop our identity, you know, I'm a spiritual teacher, quote unquote, or I'm supposed to be together, quote unquote, because I'm the leader of, you know, 20,000 people in a company, you know, or so it's like that in us, that my spirit guides are saying at a moment, at a level of pain, we drop all the identities, we drop all the facade, it just collapses, and the cry from the soul and the reach for help internally. What is really fascinating, what's really fascinating is that humans keep reaching into the world of spirit for help. They keep asking for help in real moments of danger, in real moments of collapse or pain. So we know that spirit is available to support us. And in those moments, we scream out, we screech out, we call out for help, which is really fascinating that humans actually, behind everything, know that there is a world of spirit that can help them. That's really interesting. But what my spirit teams want to say is that it's in, and this is really key, everyone, it's in the level of genuineness at that moment that a new thought, actually a new realization, happens below the conscious logical thinking level, below the conscious logical thinking level, in the subliminal level. They're saying it's at a moment of that intense pain where we let go of our ability to control, that we're even controlling anything, that we realize we're not controlling anything, and that we actually have to call for help. They're saying in a moment like that, a new inner strength is born. A new awareness is born. And they're saying that is a foothold. It's a new foothold of power on the inside in a moment like that. So they're just going to slow that down and help everyone realize that when you feel you're out of control and hopeless and helpless, everyone, when you've in a moment like that where you're utterly helpless, utterly hopeless, and then from the deep, 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 deep core of you, you ask for help. What I'm being told to say is that in that moment, spirit builds a new platform inside you, inside your core, inside your aura, inside your soul remembering, inside your speed to ascension. It's like a new little gear gets shifted higher. And what they want to say about that is that it's really about the level of genuineness in that moment and the level of honesty in that moment. Strangely, isn't it, Alara, that in our normal day-to-day life, we don't reach that level of honesty and genuineness sometimes. We're really busy and we're just running on a surface.
Exactly. Kind of
mental attitude.
Yeah, we don't go deep. Yeah, and we're not present. We're just on the surface in our minds mostly, right? Doing the hamster wheel thing.
Totally. Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's interesting that when you do call out to spirit, God, your team, source, you do receive. You do receive an answer in some way. You know, the answer might be an awareness, like you said. It might be somebody new entering your life. It might, you know, it might be new information you receive. But when you do, I've found this for myself, whenever I've reached those points, you know, I have received the, I always call them blessings, because they're just like, I couldn't have planned it at all. And it's just, you know, why don't we reach out more is my question. Why does it take something big to make us go within? You know, why can we not go regularly, right? That deep desire is not there. You know, we're still caught up in the material outside world most of the time, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I just want to just rewind back a tiny bit. And I just want to say that, and my teams just want to say, my spirit teams want to say something, and I totally understand what you're saying, actually. My spirit teams want to say is that in that moment of calling out, and everybody listening just kind of take this in, they're saying you've got no ego left. You've got no pretense left. You've got no feeling of control left. And it really is like a child asking for help where you're just real.
Yeah.
Is a good word. You're real. And there's a humility there. And my spirit teams are saying that is actually a huge key element, humility. And they're saying the reason why everything changes in a moment like that is because you're recognizing that spirit is real, that you are a student of life, and that you've come to a brick wall that you can't get over, and that you need help in that moment. So there's a recognition of need for help. And my spirit teams are saying that that recognition in that alchemical moment, which is a screeching for help moment, it's not comfortable, but it's actually a realization that you do need help. You see, that right there is an interesting moment. They're saying that that actually pulls you up into a deeper strength. And one of the reasons, and let me just get this out, one of the reasons they're talking like this is because every time you genuinely in real terms reach for spirit, not as you're running down the road and casually, but from the core of you, every time you do that in humility, they're saying that your bond and your communication highway with your spirit teachers and your spirit helpers becomes really deeply merged. It's like you become one with your spirit helpers that are all around you. So what they're saying is that you suddenly grow wings in a moment like that, like your angel wings grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because the humility, you know that you're spirit in a human body and you're reaching out for your team. So in that moment, there's a gentle, subtle, tiny, tiny recognition that you are spirit in a human body, and you've got to turn around to your support team and ask them for help. And so in a moment like that, you've actually sort of pulled out of 3D and turned around and grabbed the guys that are supporting you in this human lifetime. So I'm just sort of repeating that, just to slow it right down, everyone, so it's nice and simple, because when you reach out with deep, deep realness and deep humility, that you can't contrive it, right? You can't strategize that moment. It's got to be so, you got to bump into it, like.
You can't make it up, you know, like you can't, it's not an intellectual thing. It's experiential.
Exactly. You got to almost get bumped into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this moment where you actually remember that spirit is real and that you are spirit as well. And my spirit teams are saying, guys, that's where the big bell goes off. And that's where there's a whole change of recalibration in your recognition, self-realization. That's a great word, self-realization. And they're saying that is where you take a step up in your deep unconscious or your deep sort of, because ascension is not an intellectual thing. Ascension is a true real change in the integration of your soul with your human self. The integration of your soul with your human self. And so a moment like that where you're reaching for the spirit world and that you realize spirit is real and that you are spirit reaching for spirit, that changes that integration of you as spirit, not the knowledge that you are spirit. Again, it's not intellectual in that moment, you see.
Yeah.
Because there's a reflex. It's a knee-jerk reflex. You push through the veil of the physical dimension. You grab the hand of a spirit guide and you command and demand that something happens to change the situation. And so in a way, you're taking control, but not from the limited human self, but more from the unlimited spirit self by asking for help. And so there's this, I'm being dictated here by my spirit teams. They're saying that actually that right there changes the game hugely, absolutely hugely. So if we have moment like that over and over and over again, moments like that, like repeatedly a lot. I know some people listening and putting their hand up going, hello, my life is like one long continuum of screaming to spirit.
But
I was just going to say that my spirit teams are wanting to say that every time you get you're on your knees, I know it sounds really intense and drastic, but when you're on your knees and you just don't know which way to go, and then you reach for spirit, you've actually become spirit in that moment. You've remembered that you're spirit, so you're reaching for your spirit buddies. And that is actually a kind of new weaving in your aura. It's a moment of integrating your human with your spirit self. And you acknowledge that this world is temporary. You need your spirit buddies in that moment to change the script in some way. And so they're just repeating this over and over again so that everybody realizes and has a penny drop that this is actually it's a power moment.
Right.
Even though it feels like the utmost disempowered moment. Mm-hmm. I was just reflecting on that book, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Mm-hmm. You guys have probably heard of this guy, where he was in a concentration camp and the worst things were happening to him and everyone around him. And he managed to get out of all that, and he became a psychologist, and he wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning, and he was observing everybody's reactions to the most horrible, horrible, horrible things happening to him in the Holocaust. And I think he was in one of the concentration camps that were really, really the worst. And what he was observing was that everyone had different ways of coping and different ways of understanding what was happening to them. And so he realized, had a major penny drop, that his freedom was on the inside, in the way that he was coping, in the way that he was understanding what was happening. So he made his own internal switches. He emerged out of that situation and wrote this book, Man's Search for Meaning. And it's just an example of that no matter what is happening on the outside, no matter what squeeze is going on in your life that feels unbearable, you have the inner freedom to choose how to reach for help, how to change your own internal point of view on the inside. And what I'm talking about, because I work with spirit all the time, and that you just said, Alara, is that spirit is real, and that they instantly, I'm being told to say this by spirit right now, they instantly zoom in as many of you guys that are listening, they come as soon as the temperature gauge of deep calling and realness and honesty in that moment, they come, they arrive, and they start changing the way you think and feel on the inside. They also puppeteer changes on the outside, in your outside reality. But, you know, the sort of arc of the journey of what I'm talking about here is that, and this is something I'd like everyone just to understand a little bit as well, is that your soul incarnated for these moments of challenge. Your soul incarnated came into a human existence in order to grow in its power of understanding freedom. Okay, so everybody just really getting that.
Yep.
So your soul incarnated, into this lifetime to have moments like this of deep disempowerment in order to reach for spirit and gain power in its ability to reach for spirit, in its ability to be mentored by spirit, in its ability to quickly have a talk to your spirit buddies and ask them to sort of shift realities with you, right? They'll do it for you, but they're also doing it with you so that you get the penny drop, so that you move to your next level of power. And right through your whole lifetime, moment after moment after moment after moment like this, that builds power. And I'm going to just talk about something else, guys. This one's going to be interesting. One of my relatives passed over recently, and I communicate with this relative, and this relative has shown me around in the world of spirit where this person's classroom was, where this person is now. And this person has told me that all of the intense challenges — this person actually went through the Second World War, really, really intense challenges — and all of those challenges built this person's soul power. And it was because of the power that this person had, of the deep challenges they went through in their life, that his spirit classroom teachers, when she had already gone into these classrooms in spirit, they were choosing her to lift higher and higher and to teach other souls because of the level of power she had got from all of her life's challenges. So there's a thing going on here that's beyond this lifetime. So I'd like everyone to just contemplate that for a moment. No matter what your challenges are, no matter how high your challenge is, how intense, it's about that quiet, tiny moment inside yourself, a bit like Viktor Frankl in the concentration camps, of how you're managing that moment. Like you, Alara, you know, reaching for spirit, asking spirit to come and lift you like on a wave, you know, surfing a wave. And suddenly magic's happening, blessings are coming, things are shifting and manifesting in ways that you could never have managed and manipulated yourself and organized for yourself. So being lifted up on a wave, like surfing on a wave, suddenly. And so my spirit team just quickly want to say right now is that time after time after time after time in this lifetime, that moment of surfing, the intensity, is where you're learning how to hold — lots of mixed metaphors here — how you're learning how to hold the joystick of the plane nice and steady so it doesn't flip out of control. And the more steady you can hold that joystick in those moments of intensity, the more power you are building. Now, it's really interesting. And I know everybody on this call knows that this is a short lifetime, that you're here to serve, you're here to contribute. And you may not have thought about the fact that your soul also has an agenda to build power, so that when you pop out of this lifetime up into spirit again, that you have built enormous reservoirs of power in your ability to hold steady against challenges. And I know, and I've watched, and my spirit teams have told me for years and years, for over a decade, that they are looking for souls that have built power within their human lifetime in order to continue into roles in spirit, because they can hold this power steady and they've built the power and trained themselves in the power of holding steady in the middle of intensity. So I'd love you to comment on that, Alara, but I just also want to say there's many people that will be having a question in their mind right now. Hey, but can't I just have a lovely life?
You know, yeah,
can't
exactly.
I just be in love and light? And, you know, the Buddhists have the saying that life is struggle. Life is struggle. And that it's about just holding the calm in the middle of the struggle. So it's not a new idea. It's not a new thought. But what would you say, Alara? What comments would you like to make?
Well, you know, it's a tough one. That's a tough question because I have had a lot of struggles and challenges in my life. And at the same time, you know, underneath all of those struggles or above and around all those struggles, there have been so many blessings. And I think that is the gift for me, you know, because I always say it, I wouldn't change it for anything. I wouldn't give up all the challenges because the blessings I received, the grace that I received, the presence of spirit that I have and receive is worth way more than the challenges, you know. So it's like, if I have to do it again, I would do it again just so that I can continue to receive that connection with spirit, the blessings from spirit. But it's like, but there are days when it's like, oh my God, really? It's like, can I just get a break? You know, it's like, can I just get a break? And that's when I think it's really important to have a spiritual practice so that you don't have those high ups and downs, right? So that it's a bit more balanced and flowing a bit more smoothly so that you have that strength within to handle whatever comes up and not get thrown off center, right? So for me, it always comes down to coming back to my spiritual practice, coming back to my, you know, core, my essence, my being, and out of my head. So a lot of times for me, it's about when I notice things like that happening, it's because I'm in my head way too much, you know, and it's like, all right, come back to center. And so, but spirit is always there, always with us, always, you know, guiding us and gifting us blessings and so on. But we're the ones that are, you know, not present to it. And so for me right now, it's all about being present, being back in my heart, back in my center. And when I do that, it's like then those challenges, they just kind of like go away. They become irrelevant, if that makes sense.
Yeah, completely. Oh, completely. I just so loved what you were saying that, you know, you do all the challenges all over again to be in the position that you're in today with the depth of your connection with spirit and your depth of contribution and your depth of intention to serve. You know, to me, that's a standout for you to say that. It's just extraordinary. That just, you know, your level of commitment, Alara, is just amazingly and profound. I just find it extraordinary. I love it.
Thank you. And you know, I know that others have had more challenges, and some people, they don't know what my challenges have been because I don't always share. And there's no, it's not about comparing or anything, but whatever your challenges are, you know, if you go within, connect to spirit, call out to spirit, you know, spirit is always there. Whatever name, you know, you give spirit, is always there helping you and being there to assist you and, you know, to lift you up. And like you said about giving you that power, or giving you that, for me, it feels like, because when you're in the middle of those challenges, you really feel weak, right? You feel really low and you feel like you have no power. And so when you were saying about how, you know, spirit lifts you up and gives you more power, it's like, oh, yeah. It's like, absolutely. I hadn't thought of it that way at all, you know, before. But yeah, it's like spirit infuses you with the power to go within and see the bigger picture sometimes, right? And to handle whatever is coming or is happening with more grace and ease.
Absolutely. I'm going to share something, a little story that some people who have followed my work for a while might be a little bit surprised at. And that is that at my level of 28 years of talking to spirit clearly and 26 years of working with creator level beings, spirit, overseer beings, very sophisticated. I work incredibly closely in huge detail with them. I'm so on board with them. I'm so online with them, talking with them telepathically two-way. I'm very deep in my experience of just very deep in my experience of knowledge of just so much of working with them, is that even for me, I get taken to moments where I know that my spirit tutors, my mentors in the spirit world are taking me, and I don't know it up until you know, while it's actually happening. But I can feel the screws tightening. I can feel some intensity crescendoing, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And many of you know that I talk about shadow and I talk about competency with shadow and how to manage shadow. And there's lots of really simple ways to pull shadow out of your auric field and to maintain the, you know, the cleanliness of your auric field, auric hygiene, so that you can stay more stable and your emotions and your sense of self and your mindset can be really calm and relaxed. But just lots of skills around that. And I've got all of those skills. So what I want to say is that even with me, at my level of sort of sophistication with all of that for decades, right, and I'm really fast and really good at it, even me, I get taken to a moment where I'm screaming. And I feel really caught in a spider's web, and even with all my skills. And it, do you know what? The escape hatch, and sometimes I remember, sometimes I don't. Most of the time I do remember, there's an escape hatch. And the escape hatch is, this is my little blessing, cute little blessing that I long ago got given as a realization that sometimes it enters my head to do. And that is to remember that, yep, I am absolutely struggling here, but I've got this, what do you call it, like an escape card or like a joker, the joker to get out of.
So I've got this jail-free card.
A get-out-of-jail-free card, right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the get-out-of-jail-free card, guys, and any of you guys can use it. At that moment, I'm still screaming. I am really, really in huge pain, whatever it is, like energy pain, whatever it is. And somehow they've managed to maneuver me into this moment of energy pain where it just feels out of my depth or something. Anyway, this is what I do when I remember. I ask them to help me surrender. You know how everybody says, I just surrender. It's like, well, in that moment, I don't know how to. So I ask them, because I know that they are energy masters. I know that, like from working with them for nearly three decades. So I go, guys, can you help me surrender? And what that really is, it's code word or code name for, can you guys go into my energy field and lift me up to my next step of empowerment? Because what they're actually wanting for me to do in that moment is to step up to my next level of empowerment. And where I become fearless, and suddenly the intensity of my internal whatever it is just suddenly starts dissolving. And this happens all the time. And the reason it'll dissolve is because I actually ask for help to be lifted up to my next level of inner training or my next level of power empowerment. And the reason it works is I know that it's not my logic that has to be empowered. It's a deep muscle, like a deep internal psychic muscle that needs empowering. What I'm saying is it's beyond my logic that moment. And the teams actually lift me like that wave, and they take me out of my powerlessness, out of my disempowerment, out of my fear, out of my stuckness, out of being locked up, because I asked. And suddenly I'm feeling free. Suddenly, actually what happens is my realities change. That's the weird thing. One moment something is happening that I just can't stand and it's horrific, and the next minute it's just not happening anymore. So right to even to that level where realities actually change, it's like a whole recalibration of my movie changes. And all I did, and it's a big clue for everyone, all I did was ask them to help me surrender.
I love that.
Number one,
I love that. Yeah, because I have a hard time with the word surrender, to be honest. You know, it's like, I don't
me
know.
Me too,
that
I
means.
Don't use it hardly at all.
I don't know how to surrender, like, what does that mean? But help me to surrender. I
totally
love
agree.
That. I'm going to start using that.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Alara,
yeah, thank
so
you
work with your spirit guides really closely, right?
Yeah.
And so they know what you mean, even though you don't know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they know.
Yeah. And the whole point is for some deep psychic muscle to let go of fear and to lift up into a higher point of empowerment. And they'll even do it with you, which is the amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is the amazing thing.
Go ahead. I don't know what I was
Laura, what I was just going to say. Yeah, I was just going to say that if everyone listening, there's a really big thing I'm just saying here, is that over time, challenge after challenge after challenge in our life, but over time your spirit buddies are actually going to be building the bridge, building the ladder upwards with you
mm-hmm.
into your ascension. That's a really key thing to realize, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're the ones building the unconscious competency.
That gives us hope. That definitely gives us hope, knowing that, they're actually helping us, with our ascension, which, I mean, I know, of course, they are. But it just, sometimes in those moments of despair and, fear and, just feeling lost, it's good to know that our support team and our guides are helping us to get closer. And what is ascension? It's about, getting more in tune with spirit and getting more in tune with who we really are, right? They call it ascension as if it's going upwards, but is it really going upwards, or is it just more going within and being, knowing that you are spirit?
Okay, so I'm going to get a little bit advanced as to what ascension is. I love the question. So ascension is actually your higher soul energy bodies merging down into your human aura, because you've got an aura around you which is connected and working with your human self in this lifetime. And mm-hmm. you've also got octaves of higher soul energy bodies. And ascension is either you merging upwards to those higher soul bodies and at the same time them merging downwards, so
right.
that you become your higher soul living, walking, breathing, talking in your human incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And what I just want to quickly say is that that's a wiring job, and your spirit guides are wirers, they're technicians. So they know how to, in fact, that's what they do. They've done that with me. They do that with anyone who asks them. They will do the wiring of wiring your higher soul bodies down into your human energy systems. And what that means externally is you think differently, you feel differently, you see yourself differently, and you become self-realized from that point of view of your memory starts activating of who you are on a soul level while you're in your human self. So your memory gets activated and you start being that high being of light that your soul is.
I love that. It's such a wonderful explanation. So easy to understand, I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I'm dealing with, over the last nearly 30 years, my spirit teams and I, they are technicians, and I, as an auric healer, I've been looking in auric fields for nearly 30 years, literally. Mm-hmm. And so I see it as wiring. They go in. You've got no idea how fast they work and the extraordinary way they work. I watch the detail of what they do. It's like plasticine. They go in, they just switch things and they replace things, and they're putting in new software, new data, literally new software. They're pulling out matrices. Rewiring is the only word I've got for it, really,
mm-hmm.
because they're matrices, and these are light waves in matrices and crystalline shapes that are holding vortices of consciousness, all kind of nestled within each other, and incredibly complex. There's a really complex anatomy to the energy architecture of what we are as an energy being, as a soul being. And so these guys know exactly how to work with it, like exactly. And so when you ask your spirit tutors to rewire you so that you ascend into your higher energy systems, that merging, rewiring is something they know exactly how to do. It's not a vague thing.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I just had to explain that slowly so people actually realize it's a thing, that they know exactly what to do and how to do it.
Awesome.
So if anybody on this call is putting So if anybody on this call is putting your hand up right now going, I would like that.
Yeah, right.
So, So I just want you to say right now in your mind, if you want that, everyone on this call, I'd like you to say in your mind, I would like that. Please, can I have that? Spirit beings of love and light, Alicia, spirit beings of love and light, please help me ascend into my higher soul self in this lifetime. Mm. There you go. Nice, beautiful recognition moment, awareness moment, everyone here. So, oh my gosh, and even that is a gift. Every one of you who have turned up onto this call, whether it's a replay or whether you're here at this time, this is an important moment. It's a huge gift that just got given you.
Yes, thank
because
you.
As soon as you asked for that, the change starts.
Mm-hmm.
They got your permission. They got your permission. And so they're starting to rewire. Get
awesome.
Ready.
For the show. Awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. So, Alicia, is there any process that we can do today to, help with our shadow selves and how we can really integrate more of our, I hate to say lessons and so on, but, how we can have more ease with what's going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everybody, closing your eyes, taking a deep breath. All right. Just relaxing a little bit. Okay. Imagine in front of you a beautiful angel of light and step into that angel. Become one with that angel. Merge upwards with that angel. Become as big as the angel. That's great. And now ask that angel to take you upwards on a journey up through layers of light. Everyone, ask the angel to lift you. You're in the arms of an angel. And we're now being lifted up, straight up, through layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of dimensions and of light. Keep going, everyone. Keep traveling. Keep going upwards. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And now far above you is a ceiling, a kind of plasma layer of light that's really quite thick. It's like a sky of light. Let's just shoot straight up into it. Shooting up through the membrane and up into this layer of light. And instantly you notice that there is a circle of beings of light around you. And these are beautiful healer helper beings who would love to help you ascend. I'm being given this journey in this moment by my spirit teams. This is all real. It's all happening. And these are beautiful beings that are going to just very, very gently add extra light into your auric field so that you start remembering yourself as soul more strongly, which is what ascension is. And so they're just showing that in the middle of the circle, there's a beautiful shimmering bed of energy. And just jump onto that bed. And you're going to receive more light. You're just going to go into receiving mode. So this beautiful circle of love-filled, angel-like beings of love, a beautiful love-filled, they're just gathering around you and are sending a beautiful sound. All of them are kind of singing the sound into you and into your aura and into your body as you're lying there on this energy bed. And it's like waves and waves of light and sound are being poured into you. It's really, really beautiful. And then suddenly you explode in light. There's a starburst of light explosion. and you're still lying on this energy bed, except your body's just turned into this huge kind of force field of light. Can't see your body anymore. It's just this huge force field of light. Beautiful. Sparkly. Wowee. And these spirit teams are telling me and showing me that they can now see all the little areas inside of you where there's a little bit of fear, bit of sadness. So they're just going to go in and just very, very gently pull out the sadness and very, very carefully, with so much love, just pulling out any little bits of fear that they can see in this beautiful light-filled energy system that you are. They're just going to do it very, very carefully and lovingly, nice and soft. Because they want to heal you and they want to give you more joy. They want to fill you up with love and with light. And now they're working very quickly, and now they're looking at your heart center. And they're looking, they're just very, very gently feeling into your heart center. They're showing me what they're doing. They're feeling into your heart center where there might be a little patch of sadness in your heart center. And they're saying, this is so significant because it's your heart that kind of generates external realities, because your feeling of hope is what magnetizes realities to you. And if your feeling of hope is a little bit wounded with sadness, they want to just pull that sadness away, so that it's like a lens of a camera. They just want to clean it so that your feeling of hope is joyful and expectant, so that you can expect something and then magnetize it towards you. Draw it towards you because you expect it. And then suddenly you explode in light again. It's another supernova, like explosion of starburst of light. Woohoo! It's another one. And when that settles down, you're there again, except this time you are this huge force field of light. This time it's brighter and it's lighter. That's you lying on this energy bed. That's good. That's a bit better. Much cleaner. And now I'm being told and shown that they're coming with a special kind of light that they're going to very gently sort of soak into this aura, into this beautiful force field of light that you are, that's lying on the energy bed. They're going to soak it in because this is the ascension light. This is the light that triggers your memory of what you are and who you are as a soul while you're still in human form. So they're soaking it in, into your aura. And they're saying it's very special because it's designed to awaken you, help you remember who you are as a soul. So beautiful. And I'm watching right now that there's like a core rod of light in you that's starting to awaken and emerge. Interesting, this core rod of light. It's pure light, and it's like your soul essence. It's getting stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, more and more powerful, more and more joyful. And remember how we've been having these starbursts, these explosions of light? It's like this light rod is getting so full of light and the light's getting quite intense. I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, are they going to just do another explosion of light here? I have no idea. But it's just getting strong, like this rod of light's just getting so full of light. Such intense light. It's like a neon, one of those neon lights. Pure white light. And it just seems to be getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Wowee. And it's just flooding your whole auric system. So bright. So, you know, that beautiful big force field of light that you are, that energy, like it's just filled up with the brightness of this white light. And my spirit teams are telling me this is where they're going to just leave you. They don't need to do anything further because this is what they had come to do, to just fill your sphere, your energy field with light, this particular light. And they're going, guys, you're good to go. This is actually, it's going to kind of keep humming in your auric field now for, well, I was saying for years and years and years. It's like a whole new, oh, they're actually saying it's like a transplant of joy energy, extra joy energy into your center. And it's going to give you a hope, a little bit deeper platform of hope inside yourself, feeling of joy, expectation about your life. A bit of a shift today, a bit of an elevation, showing me like a balloon with helium. It's like a bit of elevation, a bit of buoyancy in you, which is really, really good. Alara, what did you see?
Oh, that was beautiful. I actually felt, you know, because especially the light, you know, that they were pulsing in, or it went through my whole entire energy field and aura, but it was like rainbows of light. And at the same time, rainbows of light and sparkles. And it was just like melting into and fusing into those, you know, those little pockets where there was, might not have been, you know, something nice. And it was like it transmuted those little spots of energy into just more peace and more joy and more light. So it was just absolutely, it was lovely. And just merging with the angels at the very beginning was, oh, it was like, that was exactly what I needed. And, you know, just having the support from all of the guides and beings of light that are working with us and supporting us when we ask is, like, just phenomenal. So thank you for that. Thank you so, so much. And we all could use a little bit more joy in our lives, a little bit more upliftment, a little bit more of that presence and that light and that love. We could definitely use more of that. So thank you. I'm just still receiving.
Yeah, I know. And I was just going to say to everyone listening, you'd be very smart on a soul level to come back to this recording and redo this process every day, because your ascension will just increase and increase and increase every single time, and you'll get stronger and stronger, just to let you know, because there's a lot of power in the kinds of beings that were present with you today doing this. And they will show up each time. Yeah. So
yeah, beautiful.
It's a particular.
And it's a great way to start your day. You know, as you know, to strengthen you and to build you up as you start your day. Right. For sure. I love that. Yeah. Great idea. Great idea.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anytime you can.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pleasure.
Wow. Yeah, I'm still receiving. So it's like, you know, when I'm receiving energy, as you all know, I sometimes then cannot function as focused as well as I would like. But that's okay. It's all good. So I know that, Alicia, you have a special offer for us today. As well, so yay. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And for those of you who are on the phone, you can go to alara.at/show/Alicia. And this package is all about light, upliftment, working with the creator beings, light beings a little bit more. So can you tell us a little bit about the package for us?
Uplift on light is the package, and it's a very powerful collection. You guys are about to be blown away, actually. It's a very, very powerful collection of specific healings where you're taken up and you're working with specific spirit guides. Each of these different healings has a different target, has a different outcome for you. There's several of these particular sessions or healings that are initiations into extremely high sort of next level of your soul. There's one of those initiations is, get this everybody, traveling to the very core origin of your soul and healing it. So healing the wounding at the core of your soul. This is way before this lifetime. This is way before any lifetimes. This is traveling back to the origin of your soul, right at when it was birthed. So way before any human lifetimes, and looking at what happened through the whole journey of your soul. So the core of your soul, healing at that level. And slightly lighter, you know, focuses where you're looking at your self-perception, you're looking at self-doubt. Each of these is a specific target for one of these healings where they, and you can repeat them over and over again because each time you're a little bit different, you've got a little, slightly different self-doubt, for example, and you can go into one of these healings on self-doubt and they will target and rewire that particular self-doubt that you've put your hand up about in that healing. So really powerful spirit surgery, guys. This is a package that is extremely popular, and it's very, very, very powerful. So I just highly recommend it. There's one particular healing in there that rewires the way you even view yourself, mm-hmm. which can revolutionize your whole life. Because if you see yourself in a higher leadership role inside yourself, or you think about yourself that way, your choices change. The way you look at opportunities changes. So this is all about rewiring who you think you are, and again, diving deep into those ancient, ancient archives and the depths of your unconscious and your soul level, and changing the very platform that you're living your life from. So, and just, I just quickly want to say for people who haven't met my work or come across my work before, excuse me, is that I work with overseer beings, creator beings. There are many levels of authority in the spirit world. And I've worked now for over 26 years with overseer levels that are what I call the CEO levels of the spirit world that oversee many, many universes of physicality, of creation, of game plans, if you like, because there are many, many universes and many overseers of those universes. And the beings that I work with oversee all of the universes. So they're very high up, and that means that they have deep authority to travel into your soul memory, into your soul history, that many, many spirit guides don't have that authority to travel down to those parts of your soul. So when you're working with my processes, not mine, but the spirit teams that I work with, you're working with very senior levels of the world of spirit, and their rewiring is very deep. And change-making that changes your life, especially if you're repeating them regularly and frequently. So just letting you know that there's initiations, there's changes to the wiring of how you think and how you feel. All of that's in that package. Very, very powerful.
Beautiful. And these are all experiential processes. So you'll be experiencing journeys, activations, healing, surgeries, spirit surgeries, and so much more. And it's about going, you know, like you said, going to your core. It's also working with past life wounds. It's looking at your self-love, your doubt, your fears, you know, and it's looking at how you show yourself to the world or how you present yourself to the world about like your self-image, your persona, your being, who you're being. And there's also like, because I was just looking at it, it's, you know, there's activations about creating, you know, heaven, you know, which is what we're all looking for, is to have this, our reality here be more heaven-like, right? And so so that we can enjoy life. It's not always a challenge, right? So we can enjoy life, have fun, have wonderful experiences with people, places, and things, and have a balance, right? And, you know, when... I think it's amazing because, you know, your spirit tutors, those creator beings that you work with, I've worked with them, right, with you, and they are quite powerful. And I always know that whenever I am working with you, talking with you, those creator beings are always there. And I know how potent their work is and how quickly they do the rewiring and do the shifting of whatever is going on in my field. So I just love it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, honestly, everyone, if you want your life to change and you want to ascend in this lifetime, I just want to say your human personality self sometimes takes a while to notice that something has changed. Mm-hmm. And it's in the quiet, still quiet moments that we notice that we're much more powerful than we used to be. So I just want to say that the way that you gauge your shifting and the way that you gauge how you've changed isn't always obvious on the outside. Sometimes it's a moment where you're observing the way that you're reacting to something or the way that you're even thinking about yourself. It's a very quiet, private moment where you notice that you've changed. So I just want to say, the changes are real. They're not outside. They're not surface cosmetic changes. These are at the core of you. So the foundation of you changes. That's what I'm talking about in terms of change.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like restructuring you from the deepest part of you. So yeah, these guys, and they work fast, as you say, Alara, really fast,
mm-hmm.
and really deep. So I can't recommend it enough. This is actually a very, very sacred package. As you say, one of them is creating heaven, which, again, it's an initiation, and which means that you're standing in front of, in these processes maybe, you're standing in front of a very high-level spirit being who acknowledges your call for help and your call for ascension, for lifting higher in your power as a soul and as a spirit. And they feel that call, they hear it, and they begin to change it and create it with you. So these are initiation moments, okay, everyone? Because
mm-hmm.
These beings have the power to change you. They so do. So just letting you know, this is powerful. You're walking into a tribe of support, which is very real. And remember those moments of challenge where, you know, you've got that get out of jail card where you can ask them to help you surrender. Surrender means that you let go of fear and you step up the next rung of the ladder. And they can even help you do that, see?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's internal. I don't want everyone to hear this. It's an internal moment. And then everything changes on the outside. Isn't that great?
I love that. And you're right. You know, and this is about, you know, I'm so glad you mentioned about the change, how the change is sometimes so subtle that you may not recognize it in the outer world, but you will recognize it in the inner world, in your inner world, when you take a moment and you notice how you are behaving, how you are reacting or not reacting, how your thoughts, feelings, emotions have changed. And so, the shift is happening. The change is happening. But you also have to go, you know, take that moment and go within in that silent moment and really tune into yourself so that you can see that, yes, you have shifted. You have changed. Once you're working with these processes, working with these, you know, your team, your support team, working with Creator, the changes are happening. And I love that because sometimes we don't see it right away in the outer world, but if you go within, you will perceive it for sure. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the other thing is if you ask them to help you notice your changes, they will.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Ask them to help you notice the changes. Yes. Ask them to help you to surrender. I love that. Thank you so much, Alicia. This is beautiful. It was wonderful. And this in the processes in the package, you can do them over and over again, right? It's not just a one-time
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend, they're very powerful, each one of them, and I don't recommend doing them, you know, several at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Face them out at least maybe every 2 days. because the changes in you, it's like having a bottle brush scrub, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just be a bit easy on yourself.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Don't be in such a rush, you know, and be gentle and kind to yourself too, because when you are doing processes such as this, you are changing, and so sometimes your personality self, like you said earlier, Alicia, it takes time to integrate and recognize that the changes happen too, and so it also goes through, you know, a little bit of a shift as well. So
I just want to say sometimes when people are doing these processes, I'll get some questions or some queries. Somebody will say, is it okay if I do like 3 in a row? Because I'm noticing I'm feeling really tired. And I'm going, oh, no, don't do 3 in a row. You know, just do one, because it's literally like you're jumping onto a surgery table and, they are doing surgery to your wiring.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like you say, Elira, just give it a day to just repattern, reorganize itself, settle down, you know, and then jump in for another one.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and during the whole time, of course, listen to your body, right? Listen to what it requires. Mm-hmm. You might require, you will definitely require more water, you know, perhaps going out in nature a little bit more, just to help integrate the new shifts and changes and the new energies. It always works for me. it just makes it easier on your system to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's right. Be kind to yourself.
You. Yeah, exactly. Be kind, be gentle. It doesn't all have to be done in a snap of a finger, okay? Because, your body and your personality can't handle such a big shift and big change. That's why it's incremental changes is great. And, you know, doing one process every 2 days or so would be great. It's much gentler and kinder to you and your system.
To mention something.
Go ahead, yeah.
Oh, I was just going to say, everyone, that when you do purchase this package of beautiful healings, you're going to be coming into our membership area where there's lots of other people doing this and chatting about their experiences. So, you know, you'll get to, you'll get to sort of, it's an online membership area, and you can share your experiences and ask questions. And there's very few places where you can actually interact with me. Like normally, I've got assistants who deal with all my emails and questions from people with email. But in these membership areas, you can ask me questions and I'll be answering them. So just letting you know, it's a little bit unusual, where I'm actually available. Yep.
That's an added bonus. That's not on the page anywhere. That's not on the sales page anywhere, on the special offer page. But that is great. I love that. Because you're right.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do have questions, right? And so that's great that you're offering your support in that way. I love it. Thank you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Good. Yay. And so this package is available for $97, and it's available at alara.at/show/Alicia. And like I said, this is, you know, this package contains initiations and activations and healing and rewiring. And it's like surgery that the team is doing with you and on you, spirit surgery. So definitely take a look at it if you're wanting some change in the moment, right now. If you're looking for change, and the change doesn't have to be, it can be gentle, is what I want to say. The change can be gentle, right? So take a look at it, see how it resonates with you, and I think it's wonderful. And plus the bonus of the membership program, where Alicia is actually offering support as well, you know, answering questions if you have questions. So that's great. That's wonderful. Thank you, Alicia.
Yeah. We love our membership area. It's just, you just create a really close relationship with people in there, because it's beautiful souls are on their journey with these healings and activations and upgrades in their soul and in their life. So these are beautiful people that are all, you know, so sincere on their soul journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a beautiful community. I love it.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
It.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, a lot of times people are requiring that, you know, requiring a community to feel supported, to know that they're not the only ones, you know. And so that's wonderful too, to create those friendships as well through the membership program. So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Cool. So was there anything else that so go ahead.
Oh, well, my spirit team, just as a final thing that I just want to say, is that everyone listening to this right now are telling me to say to you that you are so loved by the higher worlds of spirit, and they're looking forward to supporting your strength, your strengthening, and your stability in this life. And they're telling me to say that they want to help you become strong and become empowered in this life. So even though there are challenges, that you can meet them with love, with self-compassion, with equanimity, with gentleness on yourself, so that you can move through your challenges with self-love and self-realization. And they're saying that is their aim with you, to support you with that. That's beautiful. I love that. Mm, I feel like saying thank you to these beautiful spirit beings for saying that. That's so beautiful.
I love that too. Yeah, thank you. And you know, and that's another, you know, great message for all of us to hear again and again and again, is that we are so loved, we are so supported, and the processes that we did today on the call, plus the processes in your package, they are there to support you, not just to get through the challenges per se, but to also let you know how supported you are, and that you're not alone on this journey, and you have so much love available to you. And it's not just that it's available to you, that it's that the love is constantly beaming to you. And it's about us remembering that we are more than just this body, these thoughts, these feelings, emotions, that we are spirit, and that we are, you know, ascending, you know, into our higher soul selves. And that journey, you know, can be quite beautiful and not as challenging as it sometimes feels in the moment. And we can ask for help to surrender. I think that is just so beautiful, the asking for help to surrender, and asking your team, your creator being team, to assist us with the ascension. You know, we can ask, and once we ask, we can allow ourselves to receive that support and help. So thank you for that.
Beautifully said, Alara.
It's always so wonderful talking with you, Alicia, because it's like you always, you know, bring this energy and of support and love and I don't know, it's like this kindness and gentleness about you and the power with your creator being teams. It's always so reassuring. I think that's what I always get for myself, is like whenever I talk with you, whenever I'm in your presence in this way, I always feel reassured. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. You're okay. That's what I always get. But you're okay. It'll be okay.
So
it's all good. Thank you for that.
That's so good. Hey, listen, I just want to say, where would we all be? Where would I be, you know, without these extraordinary beings that have just stepped into my life 26 years ago, 28 years ago? My goodness, you know, so many people are now drinking from the same cup. So many people have learned about them and are working with them. I receive so many emails, really, and so many comments from people who are saying their lives have been changed by them, the speed of change, the speed of the upgrade, the speed of everyone's life turning, you know, turning around for the better. And I'm not just saying that, you know, the sort of promo or something, but this is real. Like people just email me and just tell me that their lives have changed because they started working with this particular group of spirit beings. Like, oh my God. And I was just thinking that, gosh, where would I be, you know, and where would a lot of other people be if they hadn't tapped on my shoulder and kind of went, hey, let's boogie, let's play, let's get to know each other, and they've just taught me so much over the last nearly three decades. I am so blessed. I am so blessed.
And we're so blessed to have you. And we're so blessed that you, you know, are working with these creator beings and being of service to all of humanity with these wonderful programs and processes and just your guidance that's so available to people. And that is so necessary because people are searching. People are looking for different ways to have ease with the ascension and just to have more ease and presence with their day-to-day lives. So thank you so much for all the work that you do.
Thank you. My pleasure. My pleasure.
And I just want to thank everybody for being on the call today with us. Beautiful processes, merging with the angel, lying on that energy bed and receiving the healing, receiving the get out of jail free card. Remember what that was, right? And so much more. Just a beautiful, beautiful call, conversation, presence with the creator beings and Alicia. And I'm just so grateful. And so for all of you, if you'd like to take advantage of Alicia's package, please go take a look at it at alara.at/show/Alicia.
And that's A-L-I-C-I-A.
A-L-I-C-I-A, yes. And see how that resonates with you. There's some beautiful, beautiful processes that are going to definitely change your life for the better. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone, for being here. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. And again, thank you so much, Alicia, for being with us and sharing with us. I always, always enjoy our conversations and the presence of your creator being team as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Blessings to everyone.
Bye for now.
Bye.